is Free Talk Live. It is the Thursday edition of the show. We're kicking off hour number one, and it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. On the way tonight, got lots to talk about, including, well, somebody is calling for the abolishment of FEMA.
You laugh.
Scoff. Wait, well, I don't know why you're laughing about that. That sounds like good news to me.
Yeah, it sounds like you haven't read the news story.
All right, I know. I read the first paragraph, so I know the bad news. Gas gouging. The accusations are flying around. In fact, there's been a protest in Atlanta today by people that are angry about paying so much for gasoline. They want caps. They want restrictions. They want regulation. We'll explore more gasoline coverage coming up tonight. Plus, someone's already calling for global identification. This ought to freak out those of you that think that there's a one-world government coming down the pipe. They're already making calls. We haven't even implemented the real ID system yet, and somebody in the Department of Homeland Security is calling for a global ID. 1-800-259-9231, also some emails. And first, though, we are going to start things out with Triddle in Washington. Triddle, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Triddle, what's up?
Well, I found a really frightening article on the Keene Free Press this morning. I'd like to share it with you guys.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of the no-buy list?
Yes. Yes, I did. I came across this a couple weeks ago. It's pretty disturbing. You want to summarize it for us?
Sure. It's just like the no-fly list, but instead of being for airplanes, it requires every person running a business to exclude certain individuals from their business, and failure to do so is a felony.
As I understand it, this is actually a law that's on the books that most businesses, of course, like everyone, isn't aware of. However, the article that I was reading was explaining how car dealers are actually checking this list. So if you were to go and purchase a new car, you're supposed to be checked against this no-buy list, and if you show up on it, you're not allowed to buy the car.
I hadn't heard that, but there was some very interesting information in the article. You know, I believe that this task is really hard to pull off, but what the article points out is that once it's tied to the real ID, all that it takes is a card reader and a database, and the feds could get what they want really easily.
Right, but what they want, as what I understand it, is they want every business in America to start checking this no-buy list, which apparently it's illegal for businesses to not be checking it right now.
Wow.
That's pretty frightening.
Right, that's as I understand it. It is pretty frightening.
So what I say is welcome to the federal police state, gentlemen, and I tell you what, this just might accelerate my move to the Free State Project because I refuse to get a real ID here.
Well, I tell you what, man, there's good news from the Free State. We heard from, I think it was John last night, telling us that the Senate there has gone ahead and recommended and ought to pass. They've labeled the real ID legislation ought to pass, which means that if it passes and is signed by the governor, then New Hampshire will be the first state to, I believe, officially opt out of the real ID program, which is pretty darn exciting. Triddle, any other thoughts for us?
No, that'll do it.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. It's that easy to take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. But, man, what you've scheduled a guest for us here.
I have.
I discovered this when I entered the studio tonight, that you brought in a guest this evening.
Well, I'm flexing my muscles.
All right, it's Bill Westmiller. He is the chairperson of the Republican Liberty Caucus. Bill, are you with us?
Yeah, but I need a screen name or something like Diddle or...
or Manwich.
Billy, DBJ or something. All right.
How about Mr. Deep Voice?
Mr. Deep Voice.
That was a good try, Manwich, but no.
I got to go do something.
So why, Manwich, why did you bring Bill on with us?
Well, we've been having an ongoing debate here over the last week or so with Bill and sort of, well, not us. I'm trying to figure out what's the difference between a libertarian and a free marketeer. And the thing is I've been...
I say there is no difference.
Yeah, that's what he...
I say the logical extension of the libertarian principle is that you cannot support coercive state force.
And what do you got to say to that, Bill?
A lot. you cannot endorse coercive state force against actions which do not violate somebody else's rights. But if you're going to have any kind of enforcement or protection of rights, there has to be the use of force. I mean, if you're going to have a free market, you have to have laws that stipulate that contracts are going to be enforced by some agency or police. And so there has to be coercion if you want a society that has the right to trade freely, because you have to take care of the violations.
Well, I could understand if you have a contract that specifies certain things and there are violations of said contract, then in which case you've agreed to be subject to the terms within that contract. However, no one in America has agreed to be subject to the terms of this government.
Now, wait, before you go any farther, Bill, because I know that this is going to run down a path that it's not really the path that I want to get down on this. If you had to come up with a difference between Ian's philosophy, and one can label it whatever one likes. I like Free Mouseketeer, personally. But
Free Marketeer.
I'm sorry, my mistake. What would you call a libertarian? Like, where would the libertarian line stop for you,
well,
Bill?
I mean, the word means advocate of liberty.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're talking about liberty, that's one thing. If you're talking about freedom, as in the sense of total freedom from any kind of restrictions on your conduct, that's not liberty.
When you say total freedom from restrictions on conduct, I mean...
Right.
You
have to respect other people's rights. You have to be held responsible if you violate people's rights.
Well,
sure. And that's not freedom.
So the minimum role of government is to, quote-unquote, protect people's rights, which it hasn't been very good at so far.
Yeah, well, that's what the Declaration of Independence says, and that's what the libertarian philosophy says, is the sole purpose of government is to protect people's rights. But the government can't protect people's rights unless it uses coercion against those who violate it.
Mm-hmm.
But what if I want another organization to protect my rights? What if I don't want to consent to the government protecting my rights? Because I was never given the opportunity to consent, was I, Bill?
Well...
See, that's my problem.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Do you consent to laws that forbid you from killing other people without provocation?
I don't have to consent to those laws because I already know that killing people is wrong. So I don't need laws to tell me. I have no objection to a law that says you shouldn't kill people because I already know that that's wrong. I already know it's wrong to harm people.
If everybody agreed on exactly what was right and what was wrong, then there would be no need of any law.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it brings me back to books like Probability Broach by L. Neil Smith,
mm-hmm.
where everybody in the society immediately recognized that they had violated somebody's rights, confessed, and subjected themselves to whatever kind of compensation the victim thought was appropriate.
I'm not objecting.
That's not reality.
Bill, I'm not objecting to law at all. I just think that it should be provided on a market basis where consumers can actually get the law that they're demanding as opposed to the law that's handed down from on high by the bureaucrats in Washington, D.C.
So you're saying that if I can buy a protection agency that allows me to shoot people who smoke in my home, that's okay?
Well, I think that a protection agency like that would have a tough time finding customers since it's so violent. But yeah, let's let the market decide.
All the competitors' customers would be dead if they smoked.
Well, we can go. You know, you can go as extreme as you want to with the whole protection agency idea. But you know, the fact is, I think most people want reasonable laws to live underneath, and that's what they would get. If most people do indeed want reasonable laws, that's what they get from the marketplace, wouldn't it be?
I think that it's absolutely reasonable to expect the get off my lawn DRO. I think that there would absolutely be the grumpy old man DRO where you can shoot kids for picking daisies in your front lawn.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but the question is that just?
No.
If you believe in liberty, if you believe in you know, any kind of justice or merit to actions, then you have to say that shooting people for picking daisies is not an appropriate punishment. You have to have.
But I can't imagine that. I'm sorry, Bill. I can't imagine that most people would agree with that statement.
Well,
I think most people would agree.
You're saying it's okay.
Hmm?
You're saying that if one person does agree with that, it's okay.
Well, no, because he'd have to find an organization to back up his agreements with a protection, you know, with some sort of a protection coverage plan. And if there's not enough people that want to buy a policy like that, then nobody's going to sell it. Now, hang on, Bill Westmiller from the Republican Liberty Caucus. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves, and you bring up anything. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that lets you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? Well, what happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris. The source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Nonex Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Nonex Nail Gel.
Nonex Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Longs, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG Coolant Flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG Coolant Flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the number. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The wiki is there, wiki.freetalklive.com. All of the content in the wiki has been created by you, the listeners, because it's totally listener editable. In fact, I think there's over 500 unique pages on the wiki already, and it's only been up there for 2 or 3 months now. wiki.freetalklive.com, totally free like everything else is on our website. And also you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. To learn more and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. We go back to Bill Westmiller from the Republican Liberty Caucus. He is the chairperson of the RLC. And, Bill, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, Manwich is concerned that we're going in the wrong direction. We're not going in the direction he wanted us to go. So since he's your guest, or you're his guest, essentially,
he wants to ask some questions.
Sure.
So, do you have a problem with the LP's libertarian pledge? It's, I certify that I do not believe in or advocate the initiation of force as a means of achieving political or social goals.
I don't object to it as a rule of thumb for social conduct. Mm-hmm. I don't know that it's necessarily proper for a political party to have a litmus test of that sort. And I don't think it's any criteria for what are or are not good laws.
So, do you think
I've written a fairly lengthy article on the failures of that particular principle.
Article will be posted on the BBS.
No,
I'm going to post it.
You are?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Be my guest. Which essentially says that the requirement of liberty is to have an objective determination of the proper response to people that violate other people's rights. So if you don't have that, you have independent subscription protection services, then I subscribe to the Den of Thieves Protection Service that doesn't recognize property rights and allows all of their customers to go and take whatever they want. And
well, then their customers are going to get themselves killed by invading other people's property. I mean, that's not going to last very long.
But they've got the Den of Thieves army behind them.
Yes, but if all of their customers are getting killed, how are the Den of Thieves going to fund their army?
No, the Den of Thieves pay a percentage to their protection agency, and the protection agency provides them with protection so that when they go and take things, and nobody else can kill them, nobody can assault them. They're the best protection agency of all.
Thieves guilds are not unheard of concepts.
Uh-huh.
They aren't.
Yeah.
Okay. I understand that, but I'll send them off with my Den of Warriors protection agency.
Right. There you go.
Swell. Now we've got a Dungeons and Dragons world that you guys have created.
Can I throw in a caveat here?
Yeah. Please.
If you take caveats.
I'd love a caveat.
I am chairman of the RLC, but the articles that I've written are not as chairman of the RLC, and they are my own personal opinion. And there are many people in the RLC who consider themselves anarcho-capitalists or even straight-out anarchists propose those kind of solutions. I really, as I said in the article you were reading the other day, I have no problem with them because 90% of the way down the road I'm with them.
Yeah.
I totally share all their repugnance at the way the government has intruded on people's lives and so on.
Sure. The most extreme of the anarcho-capitalists would really care much if we only got 90% of the way. You know? I mean, most of them would be pretty darn happy.
I just want to make clear that when I'm talking about my opinion on this particular topic, the RLC doesn't, you know.
Now, did you have another question for Bill?
Anarchism is bad.
Yep.
Pardon me?
I wanted to ask real quick. I'm sure that some people have been wondering. Jeff Flake had made some promises on term limits. Mm-hmm. I believe it was in 2000, mm-hmm. and the RLC is endorsing Jeff Flake for Congress, and you know, mm-hmm. I mean, he is a congressman. And obviously, he's gone beyond the term limit. He's going in. It proposes to go beyond his term limit that he had sort of set for himself. Is there? Does the RLC take a stance on that?
It does. It's a little bit confusing because term limits are not in our national official statement of positions and policies.
Right.
However, they've been a traditional feature of the RLC on local levels for a long time. We expect, just as a matter of ethics, that people are going to keep their promises. But if someone breaks a promise or someone votes contrary to our positions, that does not preclude them from being endorsed by the RLC. We aim for people that are 80% with us and want to move the government in our direction and don't espouse any positions that are directly contrary to those that we take in our official statement.
Makes sense. So it's not a deal breaker then.
We're not Puritans, and we don't have a loyalty oath, and we don't have a litmus test on any one particular issue. So we might endorse a candidate, for example, that is in favor of drug laws. Well, we've already stated in our position that we're opposed to drug laws, but that doesn't necessarily preclude us from looking at him and saying, well, on every other issue that he ever talks about or votes on, he's absolutely perfect.
Yeah, but you got to work on him, though.
Worthy of our attention.
This drug war is insane. We played a 40-minute long clip that we'd edited down to about 10 minutes last night of five Tennessee cops just beating and torturing a man in his own home over this war on drugs, and it's just absolutely insane.
Yeah, it isn't. I mean, I could go on about the war on drugs, but it also fits in well with the current controversy over immigration. A lot of the argument against, for or against building a wall is because, like, 60% of the violations committed by illegal aliens are drug law violations because of the drug laws.
So let's end the war on drugs. There goes the gangs.
And yet that solves at least half of the immigration problem.
No doubt about it. Bill Westmiller from the RLC, Republican Liberty Caucus, we appreciate you being on with us today, man. Have a wonderful evening. 800-259-9231 is the number. Let's talk to Rick in Nevada. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich.
Well, I'm sorry your guest has left because I was going to ask him where the RLC stood on bringing democracy to the Iraqi people at bayonet point.
The RLC is against the war.
Well, that's good to know. Where did you learn about the Tennessee cop tortures of the fellow in Tennessee?
I think I first saw it on hammeroftruth.com, I believe.
Well, I'm sorry you didn't see it on MySpace, because I've been flooding everything I know on MySpace with that story, and you've got audio to it on my MySpace account.
Well, that's fantastic, because we actually played the audio last night, and we posted the, do you have the 40-minute-long audio? Is that what you have?
It's 39 minutes, 30 seconds,
right.
And you can get it at myspace.com/newworldodor.
Well, that's good.
That's
now,
New World Odor.
If you want to use ours, we took the time to kind of boil that 40-minute clip down to about 12 minutes of the highlights, if you will, and that's available at our bulletin board system at freetalklive.com.
Well, that's good to know. At myspace.com/newworldodor.
All right, Rick. Any other comments for us?
Wanted to let you know that it was available there, the whole 39 minutes, and it's divided into the three songs, 6 minutes each.
It's definitely something that...
13 minutes each.
It's definitely something that people need to hear if they have not yet heard it. It's very disturbing, and if you just listen to last night's show, you'll hear the entire 12-minute clip. Rick, thanks for the call,
man.
Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Dennis in New Hampshire. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich.
Howdy, folks.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, even more good news coming out of New Hampshire. It's pretty rapid fire these days.
Ooh, okay, that's a good tease. Hang on, we'll find out what that is coming up. 1-800-259-9231 with Dennis from freestateblogs.net. He's got good news for us. We like hearing good news. It's unusual in this day of terror, this day of the huge state intruding on our lives, the government getting more oppressive than it ever has been. There's some good freedom news. We'll bring it to you. Coming up on Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears, 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. Is Ian here with you?
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. And we invite you to join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have updates. If you want to know what's going on with the show, you want to be the first to know about it, get on the updates list. It's totally free. Updates.freetalklive.com. Get you signed up. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Back to the phones we go to Dennis in New Hampshire. Dennis, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hey, folks.
Did I get your website right? Is it freestateblogs.net?
It sure is, and I feel a little bit embarrassed because both the bills that I'm talking about have just recently come up, and so they're not yet on the blog, but hopefully they will be soon.
Okay, what bills are what's going on? You said there's good news in New Hampshire. What's up?
There is. So there are two bills that are basically centering around your right to defend yourself against people who might attack you, and including if those people are acting on behalf of the state.
Hmm.
Both of these have passed the full legislature, and they're going to land on the governor's desk anytime soon now. And it remains to be seen if the governor will calculate that it's more expedient to sign them or not. We'll see about that.
What is it exactly does? I mean, New Hampshire's already a state with a lot of gun freedom. What's the change?
Well, first of all, one that's received a lot of push from some of the free staters is what's been called the Katrina Bill. And basically what this says is, under any kind of state of emergency, no matter what that state of emergency is,
mm-hmm.
under no circumstances can any state agent authorize the taking, confiscation, or seizure of firearms, ammunition, or ammunition components.
That of course, was inspired by the response after Katrina, where California Highway Patrol, I believe, I'm not sure if the National Guard was involved, but there were
California Highway Patrol went
right.
to Louisiana?
That's right. They were going around confiscating weapons from people. We saw a videotape of this going on, and it was absolutely outrageous. And so this is something to prevent the state officials in New Hampshire from engaging in that same behavior.
Well, what about the feds inside of New Hampshire?
I think the National Guard was involved as well. I'm not positive on that.
And New Hampshire state law, we can't really... Unfortunately, we can't tell the feds, we can tell the feds they can't, but we can't use force to stop them.
Why can't we?
Hey, that's, the bill only goes so far.
Mm-hmm. I see. So we could if it was made into law.
New Hampshire could if New Hampshire chose to, but at this point they were taking that step.
So we're prohibiting the state agencies from participating in any sort of gun confiscation.
Exactly.
Okay.
As it turns out, there were a couple of bills winding their way through the system, all with the same basic idea. And the one that passed was not the most strongly worded of them. The most strongly worded would have said, if you're in the state of New Hampshire and it's a state of emergency and you take someone's gun that lawfully had the right to own that gun, that was a Class A felony for you.
I see.
No matter who you are. And that was considered to be just a little bit too over the edge. So, we took 90% and we wound up with more freedom as far as I'm concerned. So
good. So it's actually sitting on the governor's desk now. Was there a second bill?
There sure is. And this one basically has to do with your right to use deadly force to protect yourself.
Hmm.
And basically what this says is New Hampshire already had laws on the books that said if basically someone is attacking you and there's a good chance they're going to kill you, you believe that they're trying to kill you, you can use deadly force against them in your home.
Okay.
And the new law that's going on at the governor's desk says any place where you have a right to be, you
Got
can
it.
Use deadly force in response to someone, in your opinion, trying to use deadly force against you.
I see. So it just simply expands that that protection to other areas, not just outside, not just your home, but anywhere that you are legitimately allowed to be.
The castle doctrine.
I like to think of it as the firefly doctrine. Someone tries to kill you, you kill them right back.
That's fantastic. And so what do you think the chances are that the governor's going to sign that?
I tell you, it's a political calculation that he and his pollsters are going to have to work out. I'm not a big fan of our current governor. We'll see, but certainly we can put the bills on his desk and we can make it unpleasant for him if he doesn't sign.
Is this a re-election year for him?
I believe it is, but the guy who's running against him, it would be fantastic if he succeeds, but I don't see it happening, so we'll see.
Well, I mean, the more he certainly doesn't want to do political damage to himself, and if he feels like it's going to be damaging to veto this bill, then he will go ahead and pass it.
Well, he does get one little pass from me, our governor, in that he did come out yesterday and say that if the Real ID opt-out lands on his desk, he will sign that.
Fantastic.
Good.
So the only hurdle there is the New Hampshire Senate, and five of the senators have said yes, so we just need to convince eight senators that the feds can go and do something somewhere else, not in New Hampshire.
And by the way, that's going to have an effect across the nation. If New Hampshire, I think New Hampshire would be the first state to officially refuse it. It might be, Wyoming might have done it as well, but it didn't make a splash if they did.
No, my understanding is Wyoming, I'm not even sure if this passed, but the bill was one of those, oh, this is a bad idea, it's a condemning, but we're still going to do it.
Ah, okay. So this would be New Hampshire, if this passes and signed by the governor, as he's promised he would sign it, would be the first state in America to say no to Real ID.
You got it.
And that, of course, might give the other states in America the courage that they might be looking for to do similar, to also say no to Real ID. And maybe it'll spread around the country. Or maybe we'll be the only free state.
If they're tired of this talking about stuff and they want to see things really happen, it's all happening out in New Hampshire. Join the party.
There you go, freestateproject.org. Thanks, Dennis. Appreciate hearing from you, sir. 1-800-259-9231. It's nice to hear good news coming out of one of our states, at least.
Well, it's nice to see that the Free State Project is really, it's getting things done up there.
Well, they're having an effect without even having really a lot of people move in. 140-something people have moved in so far. And
140 activists in a little state like New Hampshire
making
a lot done.
It is.
And when the first 1,000 move, can you imagine how much more is going to get done? And beyond that,
it's mind-boggling.
20,000 people actually move for the entire Free State Project.
It's really just fantastic to even think about the possibilities. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go into the email box here, and then we'll talk about gasoline. Austin emails in. He says, I feel that it'd be a great idea that there should be a limit as to how much money a person can have, and not to be too low, but to also be not, but also not to be so ridiculous as $50 billion. What's the point of that? Not from any other standpoint does this thought come from me other than money creates problems and brings out the evil in people and fuels many dark things and happenings, such as 9/11. Well, Austin, you know, we're about halfway through his email. It's a short one.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to stop here. Austin, money, it's such a cliche to say that money brings out the evil in people. Isn't that like one of the biggest cliches about money? It's so totally not true.
Well, the Bible says that the love of money is the root of all evil.
Well, I love money. Does that make me evil?
Well,
because money allows me to do things that other people aren't doing.
But you're not willing to do evil things in order to get money.
Uh-huh.
You're only willing to... You like it. You want to get more of it.
Right.
But that doesn't make you evil.
I see. And it took some money to start up this radio show. If I hadn't had the savings that I did, well, I wouldn't have been able to do Free Talk Live. And then you wouldn't have had this to listen to. And, Austin, you would have had an email to write at that point. So it's because of money that we're here. It's because of money that all of the products and services that you use are available to you, whether it be your cell phone or your computer that you wrote your email on.
He's concerned that people shouldn't be able to accumulate too much is what his concern is. But the fact is, you're always going to have rulers, and the rulers are going to get this money. At least with the system that we have, capitalism, Bill Gates isn't in charge. Just so you know.
No,
he's not ruling down from on high, planning his next evil deed. He's giving the money away. I mean, billions and billions of dollars are being given away by Bill Gates.
That's one of the
do nice things for people.
That's one of the nice things about having money. When you have too much of it, you tend to just give it away. 1-800-259-9231. But let's explore money a little bit more. Do you think money is the root of all evil? We want to hear from you. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
If you had to flee your home in 3 minutes, what would you bring? Wouldn't it be nice if you had all of your important items in one place and ready to grab just in case you had to leave quickly in an emergency? Guardian Angel Preparedness specializes in survival products and 72-hour survival kits. Our kits contain only the finest quality survival supplies, hand-selected to be of real value in an emergency. We have kits for 1, 2, 4 people or more. We also carry emergency lighting, tools, and even survival supplies for your dog, like saddlebags and collapsible food and water bowls. Contact us toll-free at 877-442-7548. That's 877-442-7548. Or visit www.gapkits.com. That's www.gapkits.com. Remember, it wasn't raining when Noah built the ark.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, or we have live streams. There's the broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version. Both of them totally free. freetalklive.com. So we're in the middle of an email from Austin, and he's concerned with money. He thinks that money's the root of all evil, which, of course, just a cliche is heard somewhere.
Money's just a commodity, and it doesn't have any thought at all. It doesn't think things. It doesn't make people do things.
Well, the suggestion there is if you have more money, you're more likely to be evil.
I don't see how that's true.
No, I don't either.
I don't. Could the reciprocal be true?
If you have less money, then you're more likely to be good?
Yes.
No.
No. Then how could that be true?
I've seen plenty of poor people that are just absolute trash, the worst of the worst, the scum of the earth.
Sure.
And I'm sure there's some scummy guys that have a lot of money, too. However, I think that most of the guys that are scummy that have a lot of money are usually involved in politics because that's the art of taking money from people by force. And you have to be sort of a scumbag to be engaging in that sort of a business in the first place, is to, you know, take money from people by force. What politicians do is essentially no different than what a common mugger might do on a street level basis. They just wear suits and they make themselves look all special and the news organizations worship them. So it's a bit of a it's a slightly different kind of a scenario, but nonetheless, you're having money stolen from you by these people. And Austin, when you're asking for a cap on the amount of money that people can earn, what you're asking to do here is you're asking for the government to step in every business in America and say, no, you can't earn more than this amount of money, whatever X might be. He doesn't suggest what he thinks it should be. So, you know, some people would say $200,000 is too much. Some of the socialists out there would say that's way too much.
Well, and another thing that you sort of, the problem you have here is that, A, if you stop people from earning money, if you stop people that make a lot of money from earning money, then the big businesses don't get bigger and do more not good things for people. And we can see lots of good things that big businesses have done.
Mm-hmm.
The bad things that big businesses do, they do in conjunction with the government.
That's right.
Because the government's
like
forced.
Taking people's land.
Please come up with an example. Aaron, did you say his name was?
Yes. Austin.
Austin, excuse me. Austin, of rich people doing bad things to people without using the government as their hammer.
Excellent point.
You can't. And if you tax the crap out of people and give it to the government, then what are you doing? You're giving money to the hammer. The real problem. The problem isn't people earning money. The problem is a big, ineffective, inefficient, and coercive government that they can use for their own purposes.
Exactly. In a world without the government regulating business, in a world without the government stealing money from you via taxation, every transaction that you engage in is a win-win scenario. Most of them. Most of the time. And the reason why is because when you go and engage in a business transaction with somebody, the only reason you tend to do it is because you're seeing yourself as coming out ahead.
Right.
When I go and buy a big juicy hamburger, I'm trying to satiate my hunger. And so, therefore, satiating my hunger is worth more to me than the dollar that I have in my pocket at the time. So I trade willingly that dollar for that hamburger, even though I know that that hamburger company only spent 20 cents to make that hamburger, including the cost of the guy that put it together.
Mm-hmm.
So I know they're making 50 to 80 cents off of my dollar on that one, but it's okay for me for them to make that profit because they're providing me with something that I want. On the other side of that equation, it's the hamburger company. They are trading this hamburger for this dollar because it's worth more to them. They feel like they're winning because they're making that 20 or 80 cent profit or whatever,
right,
you know, whatever their profit is off of that transaction. They want that money more than they want that hamburger. And so, therefore, I win because I get my hunger satiated, they win because they make a profit.
And if we stop the hamburger company from making money at a certain point, then people stop getting hamburgers at a certain point in that year. Like, if we say, sorry, hamburger company, owner guy, you can only make $200,000 this year, perhaps he'll say, well, I guess I'll be open for 3 months.
Yeah, that'll get me through March. See ya. Going on vacation.
Yeah. So what about all the people that want hamburgers? Sorry. Commerce is a natural state.
Exactly.
And making money is just a result of commerce.
It's good.
It
very
absolutely
good. Is. And win-win. I mean, okay, yes, in a free market situation, there are going to be scam artists. I mean, of course, there are scam artists today. I mean, we already have an overreaching government, and there's guys that go door-to-door selling meat. You know, hey, I got this meat. At the end of the day, I got to get rid of this meat, man. You want to buy some of this meat?
I have bought some of that meat before.
Have you?
Yeah.
It's not that great.
It was all right.
It's kind of grade C, cheap frozen meat.
It seemed all right.
Well, anyway.
It didn't seem great.
Anyway, there are scam artists out there, the guys that want to paint your driveway. And it just,
what's wrong with painting driveways?
It washes off after the first rain. I mean, there's all kinds.
Yeah, make sure you look at his paint. Caveat emptor.
Indeed. Caveat emptor, buyer beware. And nonetheless, even if you do feel like you've lost on a transaction, if you do feel like you've been scammed, hopefully you've learned your lesson and will be more... you'll pay more attention to the deal that you're getting into next time. You will check things out a little better. You won't act on your emotions. You won't act on your impulses, and you'll be a better consumer for it. So, should we cap people's incomes? No way. And the reason why, as you pointed out before, man, which is because if you think somebody's earning too much, if you think that, say, Walmart's making too much money, stop shopping there. In the marketplace, you are the regulator. In the marketplace, you get to regulate who gets your money because you've got the dollars under your control and you can spend them with whoever you want. That's the neat part about the free market. Thanks for the email, Austin. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Mark in Nova Scotia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hey, Mark.
How you doing?
Hey, what do you want to talk about?
First, I had a thought on that money question, and going through school, a few times they mentioned stories and histories of people who've won lotteries before.
Ooh, yeah, that's interesting. Hang on, Mark, we're going to come back to you, okay? 1-800-259-9231, that is toll-free. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can shop with us. We've got a partnership with Amazon. It's the world's largest internet retailer, and you can buy everything from electronics to furniture to sporting goods to baby stuff to clothing and more. It's all there. We want you to shop through our website. What you do is you go to amazon.freetalklive.com. It's totally transparent. You just go to amazon.freetalklive.com. That'll take you to Amazon's site. But if you buy anything at that point, we'll get a percentage. Simple. It's essentially Amazon rewarding us for sending them the business. So you're going to do the shopping anyway. Do it through us. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones. Back to Mark in Nova Scotia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hi. Yeah, right before the break there, I mentioned I remember hearing some stories of people winning lotteries and same goes for some people I know through the business world, too, where someone gets really successful and comes into money either by providing a good business and service or just by luck.
Right.
And I've noticed that money, if anything, is more of an amplifier to whatever your moral system already is.
Hmm. Interesting point. That makes some sense.
Example being the business about an hour from here or so. This guy started a hotel and a bar and so forth, and he started making statements like, if someone puts competition, I'm going to build bigger and better and blow them out of the water, and generally they're not nice people.
Okay.
And I know others who done well through, say, a restaurant, and going out with them around the holiday season. They're random people they know. Went and bought them two or three nice, beautiful lobsters, and they like to share and help other people out. So it's more of an amplifier of what you already believe in. And
I think that's an excellent point. I think that's an excellent point. If you're already a good person, money will just allow you to be more altruistic and help people out better. If you're an evil person, you're gonna have a tougher time getting the money. But once you get it in your hands, you could do bad with it. That's
you know,
the point.
Zig Ziglar would say that. Who's this great sales trainer that perhaps you've heard of, perhaps you haven't? Yep. He would say that that you can only get wealthy by providing people with what they want.
I agree.
And perhaps there are people out there that find business to be competitive. I'm pretty competitive in my own life in general. I don't like people doing things better than me, but that doesn't make me evil.
No.
It just makes me competitive.
And that's okay, because you're just competing to bring people a product or a service that they're demanding. Great call, Mark. We appreciate hearing from you. Any final thoughts?
Yeah, I had one other basic question for a libertarian standpoint. You may have brought it up, but I haven't really gotten into the show, so I haven't heard it yet. What's a libertarian standpoint on small government or large or what have you on, say, assistance for those who are unable to have a secure living, say, disabled person, so forth?
Ah, excellent question, and we'll answer that in here in just a moment. Thanks for the call, man. I think we answered that to quite an extent earlier this week.
Wasn't it last night?
I think it was last night.
I think it was.
So if you want a real detailed answer, go to last night's show, Mark. But in essence, if you take the coercion out, if you stop government's social services, private charities, like the people you were talking about, the lobsters, the people that are altruistic, the people that want to help others, they will start and they will fill the gap.
Mm-hmm.
Just because there's no government providing those services doesn't mean people don't care about each other anymore.
And should people be forced to help other people and in the process give something like 70% of the money that they are taxed at to the middle-class bureaucrats that are running the whatever organization
right.
it is?
Private charities, private organizations are far more efficient at helping people. Let's let them do their jobs and get the government out of it. Hour number two is coming up. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you